Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 7th of April, Confessing Christ Before Men. Our willingness to confess our faults to one another will be an inevitable fruit of our application to the Word and will have an expression in our marriage, our house, and in relational settings in the church. In these contexts, we are able to pray for one another and obtain healing and grace for our pilgrimage together in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. Inasmuch as we are to confess our faults, we are also to confess our obedience or righteousness. This is a good confession that we share as those whom Christ has made to be kings and priests to God the Father. It is the expression of a believer who no longer belongs to the kingdom of darkness, but who has been delivered to the kingdom of light as a son of God. Paul explained that Jesus made this very same confession before Pontius Pilate, writing, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things, and before Christ who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing." By confessing our faults to one another, and also making a good confession through faith obedience, we are confessing Christ before men. This is because Christ is the substance of our repentance and of our obedience. Emphasizing the importance of confession, Jesus himself said, "Whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." The references used in today's devotions are 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 12 to 14, and Matthew chapter 10 verses 32 and 33. For further study, Matthew chapter 10.